Partnership. News feature. Embu County Government has entered into a 3-year partnership program with Beyond Zero Foundation in the fight against cervical and breast cancer. Through the program dubbed Beyond Zero Cervical Cancer Management Project, the county plans to conduct extensive cervical and breast screening awareness as well as treatment outreaches. County CEC for Health Jamal Renyenje said during the first year, the focus would be in Ruguru Nadori, Inginda and Gaturi North wards of Imbiri North Sub-County where they target to reach 5,000 women. The program, he said, would be centered at Kairuri Level 3 Hospital from where they would offer screening services, treatment, referral and linkage services as appropriate to the target population. Speaking on Saturday during the signing of the MOU at the facility, Jamal said they also aimed at building the capacity of healthcare providers for them to get the skills to offer screening and treatment services. Additionally, the CEC said they also wanted them to be equipped to offer continuous education, sensitization of community health promoters, CHPs, and the community on prevention and control. Women waiting to be screened for cervical and breast cancer by Beyond Zero Foundation personnel. Through the acceleration of these activities and with support from partners, our ultimate goal is to eliminate cervical cancer in Embu by 2030, he said. Deputy Governor Kanua Mugo, who was the chief guest during the event, termed the initiative as timely and critical as it would go a long way in addressing the devastating effects cervical cancer has had on women in the county. He said the burden of cervical cancer, the second most prevalent cancer among women, was particularly heavy in rural areas where access to screening and treatment remained limited. This is why today's launch is very critical. It is about saving lives, preserving families, and ensuring that no woman in Embu County has to face this battle alone, he said. He further said the county would also work towards ensuring women have access to the HPV vaccine, which was the most effective tool in preventing cervical cancer. As of July 2024, 68% of girls aged between 9 to 15 years had received the HPV vaccine according to county statistics. During the same period, 26.8% of women aged 25 to 49 years screened and 32.3% of those found with precancerous lesions treated. Beyond Zero Foundation representative Jane Karagu noted that CHPs would be very instrumental in this project in reaching out to women at the grassroots with messages on the importance of prevention and regular screening. One of the partners, Kilele Health Association, has been running a similar program dubbed Thamani Yetu in the county. The organization executive director Benda Kathaka said the disease was 100% preventable if detected early and thus there was need to do more advocacy to make families aware of risk factors, prevention elements, access to screening and treatment. The director added that they also hope to build a team of survivors to act as navigators to people in need of further treatment and follow-ups as well as inspire hope and engage communities for cancer prevention.